Hey, welcome back. This is Jennifer Richmond. That's me. Hi. And this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. We are on the final couple of days of our lesson together. We've been in lesson one. Today is days 9 and 10. And we bring these 2 days together because for this lesson in particular, both of these days are a lot more just personal reflection time. So there's going to be less guided time from me and more just you thinking through and reflecting back on what you have done with this past couple of weeks of lessons. So welcome. I'm really glad you're here. If this is the first day that you're joining us, I just want to let you know that we have a fabulous Bible study going on right now, and you're welcome to join us. It's called Acts, Seeds of the Gospel. This is just the very beginning of it. So go back and just connect with us in the very first lesson. And we've just been reading through the book of Acts so far, and we're getting ready to do a deep dive. Well, we've spent the last 8 days giving a flyover, kind of an aerial view of all of the of Acts, which covers the beginning history of the Church of Jesus Christ. And what an exciting journey it's been. So I'm excited to wrap up these next 2 days with you. We're going to do it in this one session today. So let's just pray and ask God's blessing on our time together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for our time together today. Thank you for everyone hearing my voice and their love for your word. I pray, God, that no matter what is on our hearts today, we could just release it, lay it before you, confess anything that's bringing us sin or anxiety, things that we need to cast before you. And we trust you with that. And thank you for giving us wisdom now as we reflect back on where we've been. And bless our time now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let me go ahead and share the screen with you so that you can see the lesson. Ta-da. Hi. All right. So as always, every day, we have been starting off by memorizing Acts 4:12. Let's go over to that and say it together again this last time. You're going to write it. I know that I'm doing it 2 days with you right now, but really you're going to take this and divide it up into the two sessions, or maybe you're just going to finish it all in one sitting. I don't know. But we're going to write it twice, either way. And so here it is. I'm going to read it for you, and you write it down in your lesson, Acts 4:12. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Amen to that, right? All right. So this lesson, our tip is to read with your heart as well as your mind. Connect to your emotions to help you relate to the people and events. Oftentimes you'll hear me teach in Bible study that we need to love God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that we tend to go into the Bible with our emotions and kind of a what can it do for me moment. And so I am saying in this tip today, sometimes we need to read the word with more than just our mind. We need to bring our heart into it, our emotions, and feel with the people what they're going through, and sense the heart of God and feel the power of the Holy Spirit, right, as we're reading. So it's not just an intellectual exercise, it's that exercise in our emotions as well. So I invite you to make sure that you're doing that today. And the next two sessions, these next two pages of our lesson are designed to kind of do that, to bring out your emotions and to connect it with your intellect, because it helps us to sear the truths into our mind and remember them better. All right. So we have also been writing this great sermon from the book of Acts, found in Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. I'll just scroll down. Mine's, you know, blank here because I'm just showing you the PDF. But like me, I hope you have been actually handwriting this sermon out, Acts 2, 14 through 28, because with today, you're done. If you did the whole thing, that's amazing. Congratulations. So have it all handwritten and be prepared when we come together in Bible study to share that with your small group. Okay, let's go back up here and let me read through the questions and give you some thoughts to consider for these final questions in lesson one, day 9. Looking back over your notes from Acts, what is something you already knew a little bit about, but now have a better understanding of? So for me, I knew about Paul and Peter as I was studying this. I already had a sense of things. I knew some pretty amazing miracles, but for me, reading over it, I have a better sense of when everything happened. And then I also, for me, I didn't realize that Paul had made that plea to go before Caesar, and that Acts ends right before that. Like, we don't get to hear about that in Acts, about Paul going before Caesar, and that would have been fascinating to know about. I'm curious about what you thought about. So what I'd like you to do today for each of these questions is I'll read them to you, I'll share my thoughts on them, but you go ahead and pause and write down yours and take a picture of it. Send it in, post it on Instagram and tag me in it. I'm on Instagram with the church page, of course, LMCC Women, but I'm on Instagram individually myself, but my blog is Jennifer Richmond. And so find me on Instagram, tag me in a picture there. We use the hashtags, by the way, Dwelling Richly and the hashtag LMCC Women, La Mirada Christian Church. That's what LMCC stands for. Anyway, share those on Instagram with me. Here's the next one. What encounter was the most emotionally compelling to you? Oh my gosh, there's a lot. I think Ananias and Sapphira being struck down dead, that's pretty emotionally compelling and convicting to think about their sin there. That split that Paul has when he doesn't continue on with Barnabas. He takes Silas and Barnabas takes Mark, if I'm remembering correctly. Felt that emotion there. There was a lot of encounters. What about you? When you read it, what struck you and made you get emotional about it, or have a strong visceral, not emotional like I'm so sad, but you know, just like a strong emotional reaction to it. Again, write it down. Go back through your lesson notes and read through each day and go, oh yeah, that's right. I mean, that was, you know, compelling or what have you. So, but I'd like to hear what was compelling to you. If you could journey with Paul, which one of his missionary trips would you most like to have been on and why? If I could go with Paul, I think I would have wanted to have been on, oh man, I don't think I'd want to be on that shipwreck, but that's the most exciting one. And we've got a lot of details about that one. And then seeing Paul get bit by that viper. Maybe the time that he was in, was it Corinth? I'm trying to remember now. But when he spoke to them about their gods, and he says that you have a title for an unknown god on one of your statues, right? And he points them to the real God. That would have been pretty amazing to hear him speak there. I don't know. There's a lot. I want to hear from you. Which one of Paul's missionary trips would have been the most exciting for you to be on? Why would you have want to have been on it? All right, as we move forward, we'll be digging deeper into Acts, connecting each chapter with the epistles that Paul wrote, as well as looking back to the Old Testament and the foundation for all that happened. What are you most interested in learning more about? Well, for me, as I was writing this study and going forward with it, one of the things that I was the most interested in learning about is being able to take the book of Acts and really start to see where Paul would have written the books, like the letter to the Romans, letter to the Ephesians, letter to Philemon, letter to Philippians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, all of it. I mean, Paul wrote most of the New Testament. And it was, if you think about it, in the timeline, it's inserted into that. I'm also interested to see the foundation of the Old Testament. I hope you are too, and how that influenced Paul and how he saw that transformation, that fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecies, and he spoke so much about it. So how about you? What are you interested in learning about most as you move forward in this study? Well, like I said at the beginning, we're going to be doing days 9 and 10 together. We typically do 9 and 10, and I added on to the end. Both 9 and 10 on this particular lesson are more of a personal reflection, and then 10, as always, will be called the Create and Share Day. Let me go ahead and read you information about it. Create and Share is a special wrap-up day in each lesson. It's time to reflect and connect, create and share what you've learned from your time in the Word. This day will be right in a happy space for some of you who are naturally creative and love to express yourselves. It may be more challenging for those of you who are more reserved and less inclined to be artistic. Either way, embrace this day. Have fun, relax, breathe, try something new, and make a connection in a different way. You'll be surprised how God will open up your heart and mind to see and express in a whole new way. So create. Close your eyes and think through the chapters in Acts and the many accounts, the persecution, the miracles, the arguments and sermons, the personalities, the shocking encounters. As you think back through these accounts, which one has the strongest emotional impact on you? Which scene do you think would be the greatest faith-building moment for you? Close your eyes again and imagine a movie scene of that moment as you recall from Acts. Think about all the people there. Maybe even just right now as you're listening to my voice, just close your eyes and I'll just read this to you. Think about the people there, the sounds that are going on, the lighting and even the camera zooming in on facial expressions. Imagine you are there in the crowd or you are there as one of the key people. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? How are you experiencing this moment? How will your life be forever changed because of what you have seen and felt in this moment? In the space below, describe or draw the scene and then share. All right, when you finish writing your drawing, take a picture of your creation and share it with your study buddy, a friend, or on social media to your Instagram, Facebook, or even your YouTube page. If you have a YouTube page, it's actually really easy. You just take a little video of your creation. Maybe take a picture, video of yourself talking about it and post that. It's really, really fun to share in that way. When you share on social, use the hashtags LMCC Women, Dwelling Richly Bible Study, and be sure to tag LMCC Women. Tag me too. I'd love to see it. It helps me to see it. And I'm giving you that space there to write that. If you'd like more space, just, you know, get your own page out as well. And then don't forget to make sure you have written Acts 2, 14 through 28. All right. It's been great being with you in this lesson. Did you finish the whole thing, start to finish? Are you here with me on this final day and you've been with me since the day one of this lesson? High five. Good job. So glad that you are here with me today and so proud of you for finishing this lesson. And I look forward to being with you live and in person pretty soon when we come back to Bible study. Whatever day this is that you're getting this lesson, I look forward to seeing you soon at Bible study. Hope that you can be there in person. If you're not able to be there in person, don't forget, I give the talk each time and I post that talk up on the blog. I mean, yeah, well, the blog too, but on the podcast. So make sure you listen to it there so that you can feel connected. And you can always get these lessons online at my blog, jennifergrichmond.com. And so that way, if you've missed being there in person, you can at least go online and get it. So that way you don't fall behind. I want you to finish strong and come at the end of this entire study through Acts with this a sense of enthusiasm and pride in where we've been throughout this entire lesson or Bible study. All right. For now, we'll take a pause and I'll see you in a few days at Bible study. Remember in between that time that you are loved and prayed for. Bye-bye for now.